This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California. Hey, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the business activity growth right now has slowed down while labor cost inflation has been hitting record highs. This according to the Chicago Fed. Now, I think we know the reason for that, right?
Well, sure. Well, one of the
$15 an hour.
Well, that's right. And you've got a lot of people, Captain, that are reporting in different venues here that some people are actually quitting their jobs, believing they're holding out for higher wages or this kind of thing. But business activity is slowed because you don't have enough people going in to fill the jobs in the restaurants or in the different businesses and so forth. So it's an uphill climb. But people, that number one, they want goods and services. But at the same time, you also have this war that's been perpetrated by Joe Biden and the Biden administration trying to pit workers against business owners, the same as they're pitting renters against property owners. I mean, it's anybody that they can get to sort of fight with one another, I think they want that.
Oh, but he was going to be the great uniter.
Well, sure. Well, that was the thing that they said because, again, the number one mission was to get rid of Donald Trump out of office. And so they wanted to present Joe Biden as the old loving grandfather who's just going to, you know, come on, man, we're all going to get together and I'm going to go get the votes. I'm going to get the votes and this kind of
stuff. Right after I get my ice cream.
Right, exactly. I mean, so we see exactly how this was presented. And I think, Captain, some people might have voted for Joe Biden believing that they were voting for a kinder, gentler sort of thing. I think they're seeing in
the guy is a crotchety old man.
Well, yeah, and especially, you know, especially the way that he talked to some of the media, when he mentioned about Afghanistan mm-hmm. on September 11th, when he said, "Look, we're not going to go and invade every country where Al Qaeda is. You know, do you want us to do that?" I mean, he's talking down to people, and that's a bad sign, I think.
You know what else he's doing?
What's that?
He's planning additional measures to double down on the vaccine mandate. That's not good.
Well, no, because they think that this is, you know, part of their ticket. And kind of, it's very similar to the eviction moratorium when they patently knew that this was not going to stand, but they did it anyway. They did it for political reasons. I think they're doing this for exactly the same kind of thing. You know, Captain, the federal government, as the head of the federal government, the president can mandate that federal workers get a vaccine, this kind of thing, but private industry, I think there's a very, very good argument to be made. The president doesn't have that authority to mandate these kinds of things. And of course, they're using the workaround. We know that from the chief of staff who tweeted out that tweet about it being the ultimate workaround by going through OSHA. I mean, come on, the cat's out of the bag at this point.
So what did you think when you saw Biden get punked by the kids wearing the Make America Great hats?
Oh, the Trump hat. That's right, yeah. Trump hat and the thing, Make America Great. Yeah, well, there he was, standing there smiling. Do you think Joe Biden knew what was on those hats?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope, he wasn't even looking at the hats.
No, exactly. And that's kind of, again, kind of shows that he's a little bit out of it, it seems. Because that would have been, you know, he should have noticed that. I mean, honestly,
yeah.
But I think it was also what the great thing about that, Captain, is these young kids, I mean, they already kind of have this idea of maybe how they feel about things. So that's pretty encouraging.
Now, I got a couple of friends of mine that are involved in the efforts being made by the U.S. veterans groups to evacuate Afghans or to go over in country and get these people out from where they're at, way out in the middle of nowhere, and getting them back to the United States. And the Defense Department supports the ongoing efforts of these U.S. military veterans to help evacuate the at-risk Afghans and Americans that are stuck in the country. And this is a good thing. We finally heard from the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who shares the same concerns that so many of these veterans groups are concerned about, going to get our people, because we know we left them there. And it's not just 100. You heard that number, oh, we got 100. No, it's in the thousands.
Well, yeah, Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, was asked, what was the number of your last update, was the question. And he said, finally, when they ringed it out of him, he said, well, it's about 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. About 100.
About 100.
Yeah, it's about 100 times more than that 100.
That's right.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Okie dokie, I'll take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Yep, that's MyPillow.com. Go over there to the website, take a look at all the things that he's got, and make sure you use the promo code Captain, because that'll open the window and the door to you to save 50%, 60%, 70% in some cases, buy one, get one in some cases. I'm telling you, what a deal. And he's got all kinds of deals going on right now on the MyPillow.com website, so go over there. Pick whatever it is that you're looking to get. And again, you need the promo code Captain to be able to get the special prices that are there. Now, if you don't want to order off the website, you can give them a call at this number I'm going to give you. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call them up at that number and make sure that you give them the information for what it is that you want, or ask any questions, and away you go. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, and the phone number, if you want to call them, 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got Bagammon Bob on the telephone here, and I know he wants to ask a pertinent question, so here we go. Okay, Bagammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Okay, saw an article in Fox News today where they this booster shot for the vaccine.
Yep.
Is there some dubiousness about that? Is not sure that everybody's going to need it. And I just wondering what you would happen to know, what he would happen about it. And the second thing is, just a matter of information, I saw in the National Hurricane Weather Center, it looks like a pretty strong one that might develop coming off the coast of Africa. It's already...
Well, there's more than that. There's one just outside the Caribbean coming in this direction. You forgot that one.
Okay, I have to take a look at that one.
Yep, there's one that's just outside the slot coming... going to be coming down the slot. And then the one coming off Africa is going to be a tropical storm within the next 48 hours. So it's already going to be way ahead of the game coming our way. Way far away, though.
I think that's going to end up being a big one.
All right.
So,
okay.
Anyway.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. Well, Kyle, we talked about this, I believe, in the last segment, but we'll do it again for Bob's benefit. The FDA leaders and other scientists said, it's about 100 of them, that most people will not need the vaccine booster.
Well, that's exactly right. For general distribution to everybody, yeah, that doesn't seem to be the case at this point. But they are looking at these different aspects because, again, if we're following science, science tells us that not everybody is exactly the same, obviously. Some people may have some different underlying conditions. They may have immunodeficiencies. That might make it a good idea to have a third booster shot, as it were. But that's going to have to be decided, I think, on a case-by-case basis or have some pretty good parameters. And then your doctor would, I would hope, be the primary one to say, okay, you're a candidate for this, and not to have a one-size-fits-all approach that Joe Biden is so fond of.
And because we're following the science, members of Congress and their staff will be exempt from having to have the federal vaccine mandate thrown at them.
Well, sure, and you know, why not at that point? I mean, honestly, Captain, you know, Joe Biden and the Biden administration, first of all, okay, I understand all the stuff about the vaccine mandate and whether or not he has the authority to do it, but he's telling companies with 100 or more employees. So does that mean a company with 99 employees can just simply be a super spreader, according to Joe Biden, or
yeah,
something like that? I mean, none of this is consistent. It doesn't make any real sense. And this is, again, why it's just frustrating people out there.
Now, you're a business person, correct?
Right.
The Democratic budget plan, as it stands right now, would increase the corporate and income marginal tax rates, which means everybody's products would automatically go up, because when you got a rate, when corporations have to pay more taxes, what do? They raise the prices on their product.
Well, sure they do. They're on their product or on the services that they provide. They redo contracts and so forth, because the cost of doing business obviously goes up as a result of that. And what will also happen, though, too, Captain, is that businesses will begin to contract in some way, shape, or form, meaning that they won't make larger capital outlays. They won't buy that new equipment. They won't hire those new people. They will hunker down and wait until conditions are more favorable. But yet, the Democrats and the Democrat Party elite and the Democrat Socialists and the whole gang, they all seem to constantly try to sell us this stuff like we all live in a vacuum, and they can just raise taxes on the rich and the corporations, and it'll all be the same, and they'll just get more money for government. They
now
work that way.
Now, the LAPD is in the news again because they are suing, the police officers union is suing the LAPD and the city over the vaccine mandate.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. There's at least six police officers, we understand, in L.A. County that are doing this. So, again, I think this is a harbinger of things to come, as you see a lot of people saying. And a lot of people, by the way, go and they get the vaccine, or they want the vaccine. And it's never talking about these kinds of the efficacy of a vaccine or this kind of thing. I think they're looking primarily at the mandate of it that seems to circumvent people talking to their doctors.
And on religious grounds, get this, medical workers in the state of New York and New York City are suing New York over the vaccine mandate there.
Yes, well, exactly. And there's going to be, you know, I think especially with the religious exemption, I think you're going to see a lot of pushback from the federal government on this kind of thing. And that, Captain, is going to open up an entirely new can of worms, I think, where people are concerned about their religious and their civil liberties in our society.
Well, I'm not going to stop there because dozens of Washington state workers are suing the governor over the vaccine mandate there. In Pennsylvania, the governor, Tom Wolf, has praised President Biden's vaccine mandates as the state workers union, the SEIU, I believe that's who it is there, is threatening to sue to Pennsylvania. And, Ron DeSantis said that Joe Biden exempting the Congress from the vaccine mandates is absolutely hypocritical.
Well, sure it is. I mean, the members of Congress, they don't spread COVID if they're not vaccinated. I mean, you know, in other words, the president is never, ever called upon to explain. Maybe Jen Psaki could get asked something like this, but she'll just kind of do her thing that she normally does, and we won't get a really good answer, unfortunately. But, you know, Captain, what we see happening is that people are availing themselves of their legal rights to have a court, have their day in court, basically. That's the kind of country we live in. We don't live in a country where the dear leader comes out and says, everybody fall in line, everybody says, okay. You know, especially when it seems to trample on what they see as their own personal rights.
Well, I thought you did live in that kind of country. It was called California.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, it's the closest thing or something. But and again, so many people have gone to get the vaccine. We have a lot of data about it now. We have millions of people and this kind of thing. But again, this goes beyond that. Mm. And so it's important to separate the two.
By the way, here's some interesting news. Fox Entertainment has acquired TMC from the AT&T-owned Warner Media. So Fox Entertainment will now run TMZ.
Oh, really? Interesting. I did not hear that. That's pretty interesting.
It just came across the wire.
Wow.
Yeah,
well.
So that's the news for today for the people in the stock market, I guess. By the way, Benjamin Netanyahu could wind up taking power again in Israel.
Interesting. Well, again, you know, especially within their system, that there are avenues to do that kind of thing based on events and based on no confidence and that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We'll see how all of that works out. And what did you think about AOC showing up somewhere with that dress that said tax the rich?
Well, I did see that, and I thought, Captain, isn't she rich? Isn't she rich now?
It only cost $30,000 a plate to get into the event she was at, and she had to pay that. So I call that rich.
Well, yeah, but again, you know, that's more the rules for me and not for rules for thee, but not for me. You know, she thinks that she's made it into the elite, you know, cabal or something at this point, and that's where she did this big show.
She has made it in. She absolutely has. All right, hold that thought. I'll be right back, folks, with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nicholas has become a Category 1 hurricane with sustained maximum winds of 75 miles an hour as it approaches the Texas coast. A hurricane warning is now in effect from Port O'Connor to Freeport, Texas, with storm surge warnings stretching from Port Aransas, Texas to Sabine Pass. The storm is already bringing heavy rains, strong winds, and storm surges to portions of the central and upper Texas coasts. Nicholas is expected to make landfall, then move over extreme southeastern Texas on Tuesday and early Wednesday, and over southwestern Louisiana later on Wednesday. Forecasters say rainfall totals in some areas could reach up to 20 inches. And a federal judge has issued a temporary order allowing school districts in Iowa to enforce mask mandates in school buildings. The order prevents the enforcement of a law passed in May, stopping school boards from enforcing those mandates. The superintendent of the Des Moines Public School District has already said that a mask mandate will be re-implemented in his district. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Mark Walters, of course, hosts Armed American Radio, the monster cast. You hear it every Sunday night at 8 o'clock on a lot of these same stations that I'm on right now. And you also hear his daily defense on many of these same stations. All right, now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 22 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, their local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, or you can get it done on the web at the website at geico.com. All you got to do is give them your zip code and the information they need to get a quote, price quote on the truck or the car that you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll cover that too. And how about this one? Your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance? Toss it into the mix because it'll get you a bundle rate. And that bundle rate will save you a lot of money on your car insurance. So that's all you got to do. Again, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO.com. Check them out. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the North Carolina governor, who's a Democrat, his name is Cooper, vetoed a bill prohibiting critical race theory being taught in classrooms.
Yes, that's exactly right. There's a GOP-controlled General Assembly there. They passed that bill on September the 1st. And this, of course, was trying to get it to where critical race theory was not going to be a focus, basically.
Wonder if they can overrule us.
That's a very, very good question. The governor came out and said he thought the legislature needs to be focused on supporting teachers and helping students.
This doesn't help teachers at all.
Well, of course not. Yeah. But what it does is it creates, again, a more divisive learning environment is an understatement here. And it's not helpful. Everybody understands American history. We all learned American history. We all learned it warts and all. But somehow come along and say, no, you don't really know American history until you are essentially told all this other stuff from our own political point of view. That's not helpful. All it will do is cause more and more fights. It's not right.
Wait till you hear this one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Americans spent more money on taxes in 2020 than they did on food, clothing, health care, and entertainment combined.
Wow. Well, that's significant. And you know what? I think it's only going to get worse.
Well, sure, because I just told everybody what's going to happen with the Biden budget that's coming up. Let's see here. Let me go back to what the story was. The Democratic budget plan will increase corporate and income marginal tax rates, which means everything is going to take another jump again.
Well, sure. And people are going to hunker down again. And the economy won't chug along. I mean, you know.
It will chug along.
Well,
very slowly.
Very slowly, right. I mean, but it won't pick up. It won't do what people got accustomed to it doing under Donald Trump, for example. And so, again, it's as if sometimes I wonder, Captain, if the Democrats, they know that, you know, 2022 is coming up pretty quickly, relatively speaking, and they know they got to get all this stuff in. Because they know that this really makes people mad. I think the Biden administration is incredibly unpopular at this point.
Yes.
And I mean, even for people that he might have even voted for Joe Biden for whatever reason.
Yes, they're flipping.
Yeah, exactly. And to a great degree, I think you might find that some of those people who were just against Donald Trump for whatever reason, personality, who knows, but I think that they're going to take a long, hard look mm-hmm. and say, oh, my goodness, this guy knew what he was talking about.
Now, there is a certain Illinois congressman who became a never-Trumper. His name, of course, is Adam Kinzinger.
Right.
And he was talking about Afghanistan yesterday. And, of course, he was talking at the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken. And he said, I think there's a lot of people that bear blame, and the Secretary of State is one of those.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, the Secretary was asked to resign, I think, more than once during the...
He told him. You know, he says, I'd want you to resign.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the Secretary of State, Blinken, he didn't really come off as really being like in command of a lot of the stuff that they were talking about, and he doesn't seem to be the kind of person who looks like they're going to just really forge ahead on things and be a leader. He was Assistant Secretary of State at one point as well, but this comes off so much more like just bureaucratic stuff than it does, you know, helping to lead the country through a horrible time and get somewhere. I don't think people get that feeling. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited to the Secretary of State. But it just seems, again, that we're adrift without any kind of real leadership that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Other than a bad difference.
And good morning to George. The Godfather just chimed in.
Oh, good morning, George.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, OPEC has come out and made a statement. They see a weaker oil demand in the fourth quarter of this year, but they also say the surge on prices of oil to above pre-pandemic levels in 2020 will start out 2022, which means our gasoline is going to go up. Now, let me see if I can find this up here. Let me see if I can get this. I'm going to see if I can find the latest price here, because prices had been dropping yesterday, which was kind of unusual.
Yeah.
You know, they were down around 213, and they've been up around 220, because they're going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. That's what's going on.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, I think you've got a lot of here in Southern California, you wouldn't know it, but it seems like everybody is out driving their car, like almost all the time, it seems like now. There's a lot of people buying gas because they're driving everywhere, it looks like now. That's just anecdotal, but more and more people seem to be getting out and about.
You think you're driving more?
I know I'm driving more, absolutely. Driving a lot more than I was even just a few months ago, and certainly throughout the heart of the pandemic time, basically.
Yeah. Now, I want to remind everybody again that today, of course, is the last day for California to vote in the recall vote, and we'll be tabulating. They'll be tabulating the votes tonight, and when we come on, we'll be telling you what's going on, because we're going to be right in the middle of that tabulation period, aren't we?
Well, that's exactly right. I think the polls close, I would expect, around 8 p.m. Tonight, and then it depends on how whatever precincts have already reported and this kind of thing. So we'll have, I think, a pretty good idea by the time we go on air of what has transpired. Now, if there's some kind of a shenanigans or anything like that, that's obvious that could delay that. But it's going to be very, very interesting, Captain, to see what the future of California is going to be here.
Yeah. Well, I hate to repeat this, but I'm going to probably when Ron Edwards comes out, I'll wait for that opportunity. But there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different things that we could do: get down dirty, get into the mud, and sling the mud back and forth, just like the Democrats are doing. Only we would have to do it better than they do it, and we could win this election. I can guarantee you that one.
Well, when you talk about things like ballot harvesting and this kind of thing, you know, especially in states where that's allowed.
Not very many.
Not very many, exactly. But you'd have to be able to have some kind of parity with things like that, for example, because the way that the Democrats go about this is that they literally are willing to do anything that it takes. But of course, the idea with Larry Elder, especially,
yep,
since he's the front runner,
but,
hopefully he can overwhelm all that fraud.
But the big thing that stands out like a sore thumb is that California allows anyone to print out ballots off their home computer. That's insanity. And, oh, by the way, when you print those ballots out, nobody can ask you for your ID. No one can ask to see if you're a citizen. No one can ask to see if you're registered to vote. You just turn in the ballot, turn around, and walk away.
That's crazy.
I know it. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, too. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much. This portion of the program brought to you by the pilot in Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them the captain was talking, telling you to get in there. Grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee and become a member of the Drivers Club. Now, if you're up there in Jackson, Georgia, I just got a direct message here from Lucy. And Lucy is working a fuel desk tonight up there in Jackson, Georgia. That's pretty neat. And she says, hey, Captain, she says, we're up here. We've had a couple of people stop telling us that they were listening to the program. Well, that's because we're on in Atlanta, the big station up there in Atlanta. So they're hearing us up through there, and that's great. And stop by and see Lucy if you're on I-75 up there, Jackson, Georgia way, at the Pilot and Flying J. She's actually at the Flying J, come to think of it. So stop by, say hi to her, and we're having a lot of fun with this because, you know, the pilots and the Flying J's that are into this, they're into it. All right, here we go. Here's an oldie but goodie. We're going to play this one, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Thank you.
Stevie Ray Vaughan standing in a crossfire. And Kyle, you said something to me during the break that that goes out to all the folks in Afghanistan standing in a crossfire.
And stranded, exactly.
Stranded,
that's
yeah.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. And so but that's a really great song. And it really just grooves, and boy, I got to tell you.
All right, take it away with what's going on out west.
All right, folks, well, out west tonight, of course, we've got a pretty clear map. That's good. We do have some fire weather watch to tell you about in northeastern Montana. This is, of course, low humidity and possibility of gusty winds there, so be careful if you're in that area. The cool down looks like it's going to kind of start up, especially for the southwest, although we'll still have some pretty high temperatures, but at the very least, those excessive heat warnings are not on the map tonight. So that is some good news to tell you, although Las Vegas still looks like it'll be about 100 degrees, Palm Springs over 100 degrees as well. So again, some good news tonight as we go across the highways and byways out west.
All righty. Well, we've got us a big mess down below because we've got us a hurricane by the name of Nicholas. Now, it's only a Category 1 hurricane, but it came up from a tropical storm 40 miles an hour yesterday morning, then went to 60, then went to 65, and then went to 75 with gusts to 90 miles an hour. Now, this storm has come ashore right now down basically near Corpus Christi, Texas, and of course from Corpus Christi to all the way to Houston, you've got a hurricane warning all along the coastline there, and that continues over to the east of Houston a little bit, but you've got flood warnings that are up right now along I-10 all the way across Louisiana over to New Orleans, over to the Mississippi state line, also up on I-12, which means that Baton Rouge, you're going to get some water. You're going to get a lot of rain because this storm is going to slow down, and it's still over water. It's on shore, but part of the storm is over water, which is going to give it a lot of rain to dump wherever it's going to be, right there along the Texas and Louisiana and Mississippi coastline, because you're going to get it over there in Mississippi, too. So, basically, where we had the hurricane a couple of weeks ago, we're right back with more rain, Kyle.
That's exactly right, yes.
And I just feel sorry for the folks because they just got cleaned up from one mess, and hopefully they can get this taken care of. But I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of low-lying areas, Slidell, comes to mind, and you know what happened over there, and we got our affiliate over there in that area playing us in New Orleans and out of Slidell, and I just hope that everybody stays safe.
Yes, me too as well, but this storm evidently is going to be very slow moving, we understand, and so that means
yep.
It really increases the rain.
It's going to dump anywhere from 6 to 10 inches of rain almost anywhere. Some rain will be up to 16 inches, and there's a few areas where you could see 20 inches of rain, so please be careful. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear the show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him doing what he's doing. And right now on the telephone line, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we're going to go right over there to her, FoundersCode.com. Denise Simon, hello, come in.
Good morning.
Yeah, now, did you see Mr. Blinky Blinken yesterday?
I watched the whole, well, I watched until 6 o'clock. I couldn't watch another minute.
I am just so, these guys, the Democrats, and the way they had the questions lined up, and you know they Blinken knew what they were going to ask him, but it was all it was all Donald Trump's fault. And they even went back as far as to bring in the other Republican president, George W. Bush, a couple of times and this, that, and the other. And, I mean, then they tried to say that, well, you know, the people that were let out of the prison, that was Donald Trump that did that. No, it wasn't.
Well, that's not exactly true. What they were referring to is the 5,000 that the Afghan government released for the sake of the talks, the Taliban talks that were going on by the envoy, otherwise known as Ahmed Khalidi. Okay, so there were about 4,400 in Ashraf Ghani had about 400 or 500 that he really just refused to release, but eventually he did. And they were the worst of the worst in that particular situation. Later on, there were 6,000 or 7,000 that were released by the Taliban once they took over Bagram. And then there was several other pretty nasty ones in prison just outside of Kabul.
Yeah, and it's really nice. That really helps out your situation a lot. But what a bunch of dumbos. But they tried to blame that on Donald Trump.
Well, what they were saying is that we were given a date, but we were not given a plan. Well, how many times did Biden change the date?
Mm-hmm. And they had a plan.
Well, look, it's a straw man argument. The Taliban wouldn't let us change anything if we wanted to go back and redo the deal, they wouldn't let us do it, which is just false, because they already changed the date. And the Taliban was already not in compliance.
Right. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. So grab yourself a cup of coffee. And Denise and I will be right back right after the top of the hour news on your favorite radio station. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.